Welcome to the Leadership Podcast with Pastor Sam Carr. Here you'll learn godly principles and real-world techniques for leading effectively.
Hello, everyone. I'm Pastor Sam Carr. Welcome to the podcast today. I trust that you're being blessed by these. And I've got my good friend, Pastor John Welch from The Dwelling Place in Lake Charles again with me today. John, good to have you.
Pastor Sam, it's good to be in Shreveport.
I hope you've been following these podcasts because this input, especially I think the hopefully go in order, but the last one that we did, John had some awesome input that you need to hear. If you missed the last one, go back one, and I believe you'll be blessed by it. We've been talking about being a doer of what you preach, and not a preacher only. Mm-hmm. And the Bible is very clear that James said, if you're not careful and you're just preaching something, but you're not doing what you preach, then you are going to deceive yourself.
Right.
And you're going to put yourself in a different class than everybody else. Well, I don't have to do this. I'm a preacher, you know. And I use this illustration, John, on my first one I did on this. One time I was preaching about something. I don't remember what it was now. And my son Taylor was there. And after the service, he said, Daddy, were you preaching or was that the truth? And I said, son, hopefully they're both the same, you know.
Oh, that is funny. That is funny.
Are you preaching or were you just preaching or was that the truth?
Wow.
So thank God that, you know, that he was a little kid then. But hey, you better be able to answer those questions.
That's a great question to answer.
Paul said this in Romans 14, beginning in verse 14. He said, I know and am convinced by the Lord Jesus that there is nothing unclean of itself, but to him who considers anything to be unclean, to him it's unclean. Yet if your brother is grieved because of your food, you are no longer walking in love. Do not destroy with your food the one from whom Christ died. Mm. Therefore, do not let your good be evil spoken of. Here's the thing that I see. I was talking to a couple here, well, it's been a while back now, several months ago, and they used to serve at a particular ministry. And I use this illustration, I think, in one of the other podcasts. But it just gripped me because they were volunteers. Mm. But they had the opportunity. They were having a big camp meeting type thing, a big, you know, meeting. And see, that word camp meeting is a very separated word too, but they were having a large convocation, whatever you want to call it. But and so they had a room in the back for all the speakers after the service, and so they were serving and helping and serving the ministers that were back there, so there were several guest ministers there, and they were walking out. And they said, "Oh, wait a minute! I need to go thank these people for serving." And the one who had leading the thing said, "Oh, don't worry about it. That's what they're here for." And I'm thinking, you know what? Those people heard that. Mm. Okay? They heard that. And you know what? They left that church. Mm. Yes, that was what they were there for, but that literally made, and I like what this scripture says here, that it actually made their good evil spoken of. Mm. Because they were treating them contrary to the word of God.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't know what he preached that night, but I bet he didn't preach on love or, you know.
Right,
Here's the thing, John, I want to finish. This is our last podcast with this, and this is what I want to finish it with, because one of the things that I have found about being a doer of the word and living your life by doing the word of God, not just preaching it, is that it brings a confidence in you the further along you go in ministry. Mm. When you're young in ministry, a lot of times you're just looking for something that works.
Right, right.
But the bottom line is you have to live your life, and you're going to have to look back on your life. Mm-hmm. And Paul made this statement in 2 Timothy 4:7. He said, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. Now listen to what he said. I have kept the faith. He didn't say, I have preached the faith the whole time. Mm-hmm. He said, I kept it. Mm-hmm. Not only was I a preacher, but I kept what I believed. Mm-hmm. I did it myself. Mm-hmm. I kept the faith. Now listen to this next verse. There is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day, and not to me only, but also to all those who loved his appearing. Mm. Paul said, look, there's a reward for living like this.
Yeah.
And it's outside the realm of the natural.
Yeah.
And he said, I have kept the faith. I didn't just preach it. And we read the scripture in one of the podcasts about the fact that he disciplined himself.
Yeah.
That's keeping the faith.
That's right.
You know, there's another scripture in Romans that says, examine yourself whether you're in the faith. In other words, look at yourself. This is not a lifestyle as a leader of just preaching a word or preaching something to motivate people. We're not motivational speakers.
That's right.
We're communicating the truth of the gospel.
Yeah, it's life-changing.
It's got to be life-changing. Now, that doesn't mean you can't throw some entertainment value in there from time to time. But listen, if people are coming because you make them laugh or because you're entertaining, you might want to check, you know, because something's wrong there.
That, and you can't sustain that.
You can't.
You cannot sustain that.
That's exactly right. So Paul said that I fought the good fight. And I don't want to read this whole scripture, but in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, Paul was comparing himself to Apollos in the fact that they were different.
Mm-hmm.
And he wasn't accusing Apollos because Apollos was a great preacher.
That's right, yeah.
Apparently, he was a much better preacher than Paul.
He was a good communicator.
He was very good at what he did, how he communicated. Paul was just kind of blunt to the point, boom, here it is, take it or leave it. Mm-hmm. You know, Apollos was able to communicate it on a different level. But the bottom line was Paul said, look, it don't matter whether Paul's the one preaching or me preaching.
Mm-hmm.
God's the one who gives the increase.
That's right. That's
so
good.
You Excellent. Can't get yourself caught up in that. He said, we're fellow workers. We're not, he's not one, I'm not, we're fellow workers. And we talked about this before, but, and so we're building according to what God said. But it's interesting, John, he did make this statement in verse 10. He said, I do what I do according to the grace of God, mm-hmm. which was given to me as a wise master builder. I've laid the foundation and another builds on it. But let each one take heed how he builds on it.
That's good.
See, there's the key. How do you build on your foundation?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you do it by doing what the Word says.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as a preacher, your foundation may have been laid, and you may have been in ministry 25 years, but what have you built on it?
Right. That's good.
You know, because he said there's no other foundation than that which is Jesus. And he said, you can build on all kinds of stuff, gold, silver, stone, wood, hay, straw. But it says in verse 13, each one's work will be declared or will be clear, for the day will declare it, because each will be revealed by fire, and the fire will test each other's works of what sort it is. And it talks about, you know, if you built on the right thing, it'll endure. If it don't, it'll be burned up, but you'll be saved.
Right.
So you've got to understand and know that what you're building is a long-term thing.
That's right.
Okay? Don't compromise, and I hate to say it this way, John, but I've just seen it too many times. People compromise to get a crowd.
Yeah. Yeah.
And because they get a crowd, they feel justified.
Yeah.
Well, let's wait about till you die.
Right.
Let's see what stays and what goes.
Right.
You know, because if you've compromised something to get what you think is success, then you've made a mistake.
Yeah.
Paul said, I did this for the gospel. And my reward is somewhere else down
That's
the road.
So good.
And I am going to fight the fight of faith. I'm going to finish this fight because I'm going to be in the faith and I'm going to believe and I'm going to see God work. And God's going to do something supernatural.
You know, Pastor, when you were talking about, you started off the beginning of the podcast, the scripture came to my mind. It's in 1 John 4:17. And the point, before I read this, let me make this point real quick. And that is that sometimes I don't think we think enough about the life after this one. In other words, we go to heaven and sometimes, you know, I think we think we're just going to be excited that we made it. You know, we're just thankful.
That's right.
And that you know, we're just going to hang out and, as we would say in South Louisiana, eat boudin all the time.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And there's, if you look at the Bible, there are some things that are going to happen when
exactly.
we get to heaven.
Right.
And so when you were talking earlier, this scripture came to my mind. It's in 1 John 4:17. It says, as we live in God, this is 1 John 4:17, this is the New Living Translation. As we live in God, our love grows more perfect.
Right. That's good.
So we will not be afraid on the day of judgment.
Wow. That's very good.
In other words, we don't think about this when we think about the life after this.
Right.
There's going to be a day.
Right.
Where our Heavenly Father that loves us, He's gifted us and He's called us, but He's going to sit down and talk with us about our life. And it's not going to be a life review.
Right.
He's not going to ask you, well, tell me what you did. Yeah. I mean, He's God. He knows, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's very good.
He's going to ask us, how have you lived your life? And He's going to measure it standard.
Yep.
We don't. In America, we think we can just make up whatever standard that we want. And sometimes I think when we get to heaven, we're going to be able to establish that standard.
That's
He's
exactly
going to measure.
Right.
That's not the way it works.
Yep.
He's God. So He's established
this
standard.
That's right. That's very good.
And it says, but let me go back and read this again, and I'll go on to the next part. It says, as we live in God, our love grows more perfect, so we will not be afraid on the day of judgment.
Wow.
It doesn't have to be something that we're afraid of.
Yeah,
it doesn't have to be.
That's right.
If we get the first part right.
Yeah, then we don't have to be afraid.
We don't have to. But watch this. But we can face Him with confidence. We can face Him with confidence.
Oh, that's good.
Because, key word there, we live
like Jesus
here in this world.
Wow.
He's the standard.
Boy, that's so good. Man, that's good.
He is the standard.
Yeah.
And so you can look at it from, you look at Jesus' life.
Yeah.
And He's the standard. And we can't, when we get to heaven and God talks to us about our life, we can't say, well, we didn't know that. Well, number one, it says it right here. Number two, it's His life is in the Gospels.
Exactly
it's right there.
Right.
Just walk through Him through the Gospels and see
how
He led,
mm-hmm.
how He treated people that was around Him,
well, that's good.
He treated His team, his staff.
Yep.
And so I think this way. I was in the military, I was in the military for a few years. And here's the way the military teaches you to do a mission. You always think with the end in mind. You always start with the end in mind. Start at what you want the ending to
be. That's right. Well, that's very good.
And so I think if we would do this as leaders and just followers of Christ, Christians, whatever label we want to put on that, is if we would start with that point that's coming in mind, start there and work backwards.
Wow.
And live conscious of that every single day. What would life be like for us here? And
in the end.
What's it going to be like when we sit before Him, we kneel before Him, and He looks at it, and it won't be a life review, and He measures our life, and He looks at us. And I think this is the greatest reward ever, Pastor Sam.
Yeah.
It's He said, you nailed it.
Yeah, yeah, that's good.
You nailed it.
Yeah, that's awesome. Praise God. Well, I trust you've gotten something out of this podcast and these that we've been talking about, being a doer of what you preach. Hopefully, it'll motivate you. It stirred me up in some areas as well. I'm thinking, hey, I better check myself here, make sure I'm doing what I need to do. I believe that what John said, if you'll start from the end, that is such an awesome word because that's what Paul did. He said, I know my end.
That's exactly right.
I know my end because
exactly
I've
right.
started and I've lived that this way, so I know my end. And it's always time to repent and get things right and go forward.
Now's the time.
Don't ever struggle with that. And God can do some awesome things. So glad to have you with us on the podcast today. Thanks, John, for being with
me
today.
It's a pleasure, Pastor.
Look forward to our next podcast together. God bless you.
Thanks for joining us today on the podcast. The Leadership Podcast is part of Word of Life Ministries in Shreveport, Louisiana. You can connect with Pastor Carr or Word of Life Ministries on our Facebook, Twitter, or at our website, wordoflifecenter.org.